She hears while I think, while I'm lost in a fantasy of my own design. I wonder what she does after hours. It's always on that bridge that connects Cambridge to Boston, where romantic notions blend with the light pollution. I'm still here wishing for Amy. Maybe this will be more attractive in retrospect as I ponder the significance of that accidental stare. She knows too well that I'm incapable of calling her over. As the evening carries on without much progress, she's standing by the cash register alone. And I know better than to put such high hope in one innocent kiss around closing time. As the lights wink out and I go home, I put on a movie and tuck myself into bed. I like